I do, but should I do?
I put extras on my lavender, on my lilacs. They get the first doses, believe it or not. And then after that, the vegetable garden is second. I save a little bit for the compost pile. Mm-hmm. And maybe, just maybe, if there's anything left after that, the lawn gets it in the patches where it doesn't look so hot.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of mine goes to the compost now.
Yeah.
Really, it's a nice addition.
I kind of go layer it. It's part of my layering, so I always save a bag or so for my compost pile.
My last question, and this is not a question, it's a comment going back to your previous hour. When I grew up with a French-Canadian dad who always took the chicken poop, mixed it in a 5-gallon pail of water,
mm-hmm.
and that's how we watered our vegetable garden.
There you go.
And I don't remember odor, but there could have been, but I don't really remember anything that was offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My father used to do the same thing with cow manure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thank you very much for your help today, and I'll give those blueberries a haircut.
Yep. Ellie, thank you so much for
calling.
Have
fun. What a day to do it.
Enjoy the day.
You
bye
too.
Bye.
That's my saying, enjoy the day.
Well, you don't have
to. I think you can, yeah, have you
yeah,
patented
sure.
it? Have you got a copyright? Come on, lady, let's see the contract.
Okay, Scott, let's go back. You've got a lot of sponsors for Chemical Reaction. By the way, Chemical Reaction, just another reminder, is a movie on, well, the green revolution in lawns. If you have a 5-step program right now and you're thinking about getting away from it or thinking, well, why should I get away from it? Trinity College is the place to be tomorrow at 1:00. Let me see, at the Cine Studio. I have no idea where the Cine Studio is.
Cine Studio, over on the west side of the campus. And you'll see the signs. If you're coming in through that kind of main parking lot area over on the west side of the campus, you'll be right there.
And there's like no dress code. Come as you are.
Come as you are. Wear clothes, please. That's about all we're really concerned
about. Right. And suggested donation is $10, but if you got 100 on you? Well, we'll take that. It's going to a good cause. There's a reception at 1 p.m. and a panel discussion following the film. So you're going to have a lot of heavy hitters there who will be able to answer all of your questions about organic gardening.
Look, there are people there who are able to answer my questions about organic gardening, and I've been doing it for a while.
And they don't use big words.
And they tend not to use as big words. But you know what? Some of them are smart enough, and they can use the big words.
If they wanted to.
Just want to thank a lot of people that have been. Connecticut NOFA and Plantscapes Incorporated are our two sponsors for the day. Bill Dusing from NOFA will be one of our panelists. Deb and Clara at NOFA have been really instrumental in putting this together. Mike Nadeau from Plantscapes will be one of our panelists. Ion Restaurant and Mark Shadle and John and Amani Zito from Alchemy Cafe, who you may have heard come in and regularly feed us here. Two amazing, amazing restaurants.
And they're not here today because they're getting ready to use.
Yeah, okay. Well, Glenn's still a little bitter about that, but they're doing good work.
Hungry.
The Growing Green Co-op has been a great sponsor for us. Natural Awakenings Magazine, and Nancy, thank you, was in Cato Corner Farms. Mark and Liz have been making organic cheeses there right in my hometown of Colchester.
Yeah.
And
they have great cheeses.
There's two of them that we will be showing that are actually national award-winning cheeses that we will have there tomorrow.
I thought they were all award-winning. I like them all.
Well, they're all incredible, aren't they? Literally world-class. Rose and Petal Farm, Joe and Diana, Donna Rosenblatt, they're going to be donating some cut stems for us. To the other radio folks, Colin McEnroe, Faith Middleton, mm-hmm. bless them for putting us on the air this week. Of course, you guys. Nature Works, Nancy DeBrule Clemente will be on our staff. She's been on the radio. She's a ball. Her staff, Lisa, Susan, Diane, thank you. The Mad Gardeners and Kathleen Nelson, they're having their meeting today as we speak, as is NOFA having their meeting today we speak. And they've both been great. The Flower, the Garden Clubs, and just been amazing. The Federated Garden Clubs, Donna Novak, and a special thanks to Colchester Garden Club, which I'm now a member of, and Catherine Kosaba. I know, about time, it's true. Pan Gardens and Denise Niatsko, Perennial Harmony, wonderful organic garden center down in Waterford, Connecticut, mm-hmm. and my old high school classmate, Petey Reed. Again, a big help from them. And, of course, the folks at Stinna Studios, Jim Hanley, Christine Gilmartin, and the whole Stinna Studio staff have been just great to work with.
Those aren't the people to put on the Muppets.
No. But it's actually a very interesting, eye-opening movie on and it's strange that this industrial agricultural machine goes after a teeny-weeny little town. And it's kind of interesting.
It is a neat story. It really is a neat story. And my salute to the doctor up in Canada who is still going strong.
Dr. June Irwin. And it's so funny to see the rapport that audience develops with her just instinctively. You just fall in love with the woman while you're watching the movie. And believe me, it's a stretch because she is a character. But by the end of the movie, you want to be her best friend.
Yeah.
I think with Zippity-Doo-Dah, we have awakened the spirit of Disney.
Disney genie, indeed.
You realize, of course, that we'll be singing this all afternoon.
You evil young man.
Lenny plots this out.
Well.
Have you ever gone on the ride?
Yes, I have. And they've closed it, thank God. But the song remains. A Chemical Reaction. Tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock is the reception at Trinity College at the Cine Studio. 2 p.m. is the movie. We'll have panel discussion afterwards. $10 is suggested donation. But, hey, wouldn't you see
it? More or less. See what you can do.
It's worth it. No 3D glasses.
Not yet.
You know, all this is a grassroots thing, and we're not going to change it at the top. You're going to have to change it at the bottom. And before you can change anything, people have to know that there's something worth changing.
Yeah. Scott Real, thanks so much. How can we get a hold of you?
www.helpfulgardener for all the times that Len and Lisa aren't on.
Well, it's time to say goodbye, Lisa.
Oh, it's a small world, everybody.